safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks again for tuning in to the Shiz Out. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. ChainlessEntertainment.com. All right, you know the drill. ChainlessEss. Go check us out, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com. We on Twitter at K100_radio. At K100_radio. You can hit me up on Twitter personally at Blizm, BLIZM. We got the Facebook page, K100 Radio on Facebook. And we've got the podcast in iTunes that we also want you guys to subscribe to. If you haven't done that yet and you're an iPod, iPad, or iWhatever user, go ahead and do that. So we're going to go ahead and I won't prolong getting into the discussion. I'm kind of rapping, getting in here, logging on late and trying to get everything together. But I also got a co-host with me tonight. My homie Nooney Jr. is going to be on the line with me tonight for I don't know how long, but he in the building. What's happening, homie?
What up?
What's going on, man?
Man, I just want to be I want to be the John Stockton and pass you the rock, and you be the Karl Malone, but this time we're going to get the ring, you know?
Absolutely, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm finishing up the last part of my damn sandwich before it gets too cold because I was eating right before I called in.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got to eat, you heard me?
I gotta eat. I need some energy. You know why I need some energy? Because this episode that we're doing tonight, you feel me? Which is episode 376.
376?
Episode 376, man. We're gonna be talking about something that, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people will mind joining to the discussion about. Let me pause the music. All right? So, white rappers. That's what we're gonna be talking about on the show. Now, I've had a show. I don't know if you remember Nooney Jr., but back in the day, I had a show about wiggers. Remember that show I had?
I do. Remember that. I do remember that show.
Okay, so this show, though, is more specifically about white rap artists. You know what I'm saying? Not so much rap. White. That show was about white people that act black. But this is a,
right.
This is, you know, you're an artist, I'm an artist, we both do music, you do multiple jobs, I do multiple jobs. We're going to keep this discussion specific, try to keep it specifically to the white rap artists. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? That's what focus on this particular show, whereas last episode we talked about wiggers. It was a show called Wiggers, and it was white people that act black, you know what I'm saying? So it was a wide-ranging discussion, but this we're going to try to simplify, compress down into just white MCs, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about here on the show tonight. You ready?
I'm ready. White MCs, let's go.
All right, man, let's get it. I don't know, everybody lollygagging in here. I got two people online, they don't want to say shit, at least they ain't hitting number one. The hell y'all here for so early then? Y'all want to say shit. That's the type of shit I be talking about right there. Somebody with the one. Somebody calling me from Skype too, I guess. Make sure you press the number one once you get to the phone lines. I'm going to keep repeating that all during the night. All right? Anyway, let's go ahead and get this thing crack-a-lacking, man. So, for those of you who don't know, I'm also a blogger now on ixhiphop.com. And if you want to know, you want to get a more in-depth read about what I'm talking about, you know, my opinion about everything. I don't read the whole blog on the show. Yeah, it's too long. But if you can go to www.ixhiphop.com, the letter X, ixhiphop.com, and you can read the blog. And the blog is pretty good, called White Rappers, The Standard and the Takeover. Now, first of all, me and Nooney Jr. could do this whole show until you niggas, you know what I'm saying, get off color people time and to the public line. We could get up 45 minutes talking about this shit. And we qualify to talk about this, am I not? Right, brother man?
True story, homie.
True. it's not like one of the situations where you got people criticizing, or not even criticizing, but discussing something they know nothing about, which we do this hip hop shit.
Yeah, so, man, been doing it all our life, and we'll continue to do it, whether a lot come or a little come. It's just in us.
Absolutely, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we grinding it out, man. Grind to the max. Go cop that. Anyway. You can find that Chambers Entertainment, by the way, and the Nuna Jr. page, I think. I don't know, but still, you can find it. Anyway, it's somewhere. Shit, damn it. It's close to you. You can get to it. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about what we're talking about, man. Hip-hop is the mutant music genre that often changes like the season of the year. And you just never know what new fad, slang, liquor, production style, audience, fashion, or artists will be hot from year to year. There's been a trend bubbling the last few years in hip-hop that's been addressed other places, all right? But I guess it's kind of high time that I tackle it here on K100 Internet Radio, the standard for independent music. And it's the white rapper, all right? And things are looking
the
up.
White for the rapper.
Yeah, things are looking up for the white rappers, man. You guys, hey. You guys have got a tremendous upside and a tremendous up thing going right now, the white rapper does. Okay, consider this. All right, Nuna, I'm going to make a couple points and I'm going to let you talk. Consider first, though, that the white rapper is nothing new. That's the first thing. If you think white rappers are just not popping up,
kill yourself.
First of all,
bow.
That lets me know either you're very, very young or you just don't know shit about hip-hop. All right? Now, I know recent history tells us that Eminem is by far the most popular white rapper ever, but he had a few predecessors. To act like Search from Third Base, Shell, Vanilla Ice, House of Pain, to act like people like that, and even more, to act like they never existed before him, that's a fucking slap in the face to hip-hop, period. I won't allow it on the show. It's not gonna happen. All right. Search from Third Base was the original ill white boy. Let's get that shit perfectly clear. Okay. He was the original ill white boy. And everybody was like, yo, he white, but he nice though. You feel me? It was two guys on Third Base. Another white rapper, but he was like with a cane. People was like, yeah, he all right. But Search, nah, nigga. Search was like, he would be dancing and shit in the background, and he was snapping. You remember Search, Nooney?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he was doing his thing, man. That's like, you know, you can't call I'm not going to say you can't. I'm going to say if you're 25 and older, you call yourself a rap artist or a hip hopper, you should know about him, at least heard him. Mm-hmm. You should.
Okay, but in case you didn't know, we're here to inform you. So, but the thing about it was, there was always a tag in front of the name. See, we always call them white rappers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because back then there was not that many of them, you know? Things are changing rapidly, though, in that particular area as far as how many white rappers you see, whether it be at the top or in the underground. And the underground is exploding, and then, of course, as that number explodes in the underground, it fickles up to the top. So you're seeing more white rappers getting tours, getting endorsements, and everything like that right there. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Exactly. That's what's changing right now. So I go to a lot of music conferences, open mics. You know, we got K100 Internet Radio. I also use the social network a lot. All right. I'm on every fucking email promo list from every label, PR promoter, and artist in the fucking world. It feels like, goddamn, you niggas. The point is this. All right. I'm very aware of who is making hip hop. All right. Every quarter, I see more and more artists popping up in my email or all over my social networks or whatever that's being promoted, and they're white. All right. Now, will there ever be as many white rappers as black? I don't know. We may already be there because it's when you think about it, I'm talking about professionally, actively pursuing it as a career. Yes, it's more black people probably still. But is there more white boys riding around spitting freestyles with ambitions of maybe?
I think that there are way more white people, so there possibly could be more white boys that are, trying to rap and you know, spitting a little flow.
That's what I'm thinking myself. We just don't know about them all, though.
Yeah, just like there's more white people in prison than black people. But that's a whole other story.
I know. You should tell somebody that. Some people would just be like, really? Seriously? Yeah, it is, actually. More white people on food stamps, too, by the way. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but that's, you're right, that's another story. We'll get sidetracked.
Financial aid.
Yeah. All this other shit, everybody claimed they. Anyway, I'm going to stop. Let me stop.
All right, stop. Hold up. Let's get back to the topic.
Yeah. Let's get back to it. All right, over here. So, anyway, back to what I was reading on the blog, okay? The thing is this, okay, of course, there's something that the white rapper, I feel like, should know. Every white rapper have to, you have to know and you have to contend with this. You're going to be held to a higher standard than black rappers by default. You feel me? Especially because you're white. You feel me? You're going to be, you know, there's a lot of things that some black artists and black rappers really don't have to deal with. See, the blessings that came with the Great White Hope, which is Slim Shady, the blessings that he bestowed on you for kicking down the doors for you guys and making everybody realize that, oh, a white boy can be stupid, dumb, nice, even nicer than the best of the best black rappers, which Eminem repeatedly proven by murking the likes of Jay-Z on track. On his own song, no doubt. Which, by fair comparison, Eminem produced a track. So when you produce a track yourself, it's kind of an unfair advantage. But that's not the point. See Renegade, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay, so this is the point, all right? The blessings that Slim Shady's career did and the hype that it gave to the white rapper and making people realize that white rappers can be just as nice or if not nicer than the black rapper came with a side effect, white guys. Set the bar ridiculously high for you guys, all right? I had a show not too long ago, K100 Internet Radio, not too long ago, an Illa Kill episode, and it was a white rapper that was on the show. You feel me? And he gave me an Illa Kill song, and he was on the show. And when his song was getting voted on, Noonie, it was about 15 people that voted on that particular song, and immediately, like the first five people, already they was holding him to, they was comparing him to Eminem just automatically. You feel me? Even though Eminem is stupid nice, and he's nicer than most other black artists, the people that was on the phone line, they instantly started comparing him to Eminem and saying that, nah, because he's white, he's got to be crazy nice in order for me to fuck with his music.
And that's because he was white, because if you drop a single tomorrow that blows up, they won't compare you to Nas or Jay-Z or Rakim. Will they?
Actually not. Unless I'm biting their style, their swag, or something like that, then
right.
People trying to sound like them.
They but might compare you to somebody that's from your region, maybe.
Maybe. At best.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? But,
at best.
But the people automatically, even though the dude is not from where he's from, the song wasn't
right.
Even that kind of song, but it
right.
Instantly, they started just comparing him to Eminem, and people start killing him off the top.
Like, no matter what nobody tries to say, they can say, oh, no, that's not how it was, but that is how it was.
That is how it was. That's exactly what it was. And I brought it up at that moment, and I said, you know what? I wrote down, I said, I got to address this on K100 on a talk show, because instantly the first five callers were like, well, yo, he white, so... I mean, he's garbage, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but hold on. The funny thing about the episode is, and we can go back into the blog archives and find it, they was giving ills to people, to black rappers who were actually not as nice as the white rapper. But because they was black, they was graded on a different curve.
Can you explain what you mean by not as nice? Nice.
Their flow just wasn't as good. Their song just wasn't as good as that white boy's
song. The white
boy
was better, but because he wasn't Eminem, because he was white, that's why he was getting killed.
Because they held him on a higher grading curve. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? They was
right.
They was holding him like he had to be stupid, crazy nice in order for them. Like, if he's not crazy nice, then it was killing him. His song got killed. But it was killed on the
yeah.
Show that wasn't even as good as that song, but you didn't hold them black rappers to that same standard. And some of that shit was whack.
That's kind of weird, because back in the day, people used to give white artists a pass, like, even if they wasn't that good. Oh, he's white, so, you know, he's not supposed to do that good.
Uh-huh.
But he was actually nicer than the other black artists, but because he was white, and he wasn't sounding like Eminem, he was getting killed. Damn, that's crazy.
They were saying that one of the callers literally said, I hold white rappers to a higher standard. I don't care who like it. He literally said it. He was like, if you're going to be a white rapper and you're trying to jump over here, you better be nice. If you ain't crazy nice, I'm not fucking with you, period. And he let it be known.
Kind of discrimination.
Right. This is the whole point. This is something that, this is what I'm trying to tell the white artists. You guys got to know, okay, that as a white artist, as a white rapper, all right, that people are going to, by default, compare you to Eminem. And if you're not as nice as Eminem or whatever, people are going to feel like, damn, not only are you white, but you're also whack. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, that not only
do
are
you...
you white too. So really, it's like a double negative, like a double kill.
Let me ask you a question. I know a white artist named Moon Man that I'm shooting a video for on Friday.
Right.
He's from Tomball, Texas, which is a suburb outside of Houston.
Right.
He has songs that are very lyrical, but the songs that he's been performing lately are like songs that remind you of a 2 Chainz.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I know some people don't respect what 2 Chainz does, but a lot of people do, because that's why he's one of the biggest artists out right now. Because if they didn't respect it, then he wouldn't be the biggest artist out right now. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is somebody told me that he was a clown. So I asked him, I say, why didn't you call 2 Chainz a clown? Because he sounds just like 2 Chainz.
Right.
It was like, oh, you know, man, he got swag. I'm like, what's the difference?
The difference is he's white. It's like white people can't have swag, basically, is what he... It's almost like by default, when a white person... First of all, hold on, I got somebody that want to talk. So let me get to the callers, so I make sure I get to the callers, because me and you got all night. We can go back and forth and bounce questions off each other all night. Let me go to the first caller. 843-693-696. What up, though, homie?
South Carolina, where you at?
What's going on? What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. Billy Bad in the building. What's happening, man?
Shit, just got off of work, man, so you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is your boss white?
Nah. The previous boss I had before I got transferred to my new department, he white.
Hey, Blizzle, can I ask him a quick question?
Go ahead.
Would you take your boss more serious if he was white compared to being black? Like, if you had a black boss and he said, get to work, would you be like, nigga, please? Or if it was a white friend, would you say, yes, sir, sir, yes, sir? I mean, would it be a difference in a white guy compared to a black boss? Is there any difference?
Nah, if you're talking about just them plain Joe white dudes, I mean, I had those when I was living back in Georgia.
Plain Joe white
dudes? But this one here, my previous boss, you know, this dude, I put it like this. I call him the Polo King. He wears nothing but polo from head to toe. And
so
he grew up
so
on
hold on, hold on, hold on.
We're going to get to
the hip-hop discussion, but you just proved that white boys do have swag. Okay. Blizzle, yeah. Go ahead and hit them with the questions.
Okay, so this is the point. Back to the question, Billy Bad. Episode 376. We're talking about white rappers. We're talking about white hip-hop artists. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. I got a co-host with me tonight, the homie Noonan Jr. from the Noonan Jr. Show. Whenever that's going to come back, we'll find out what's popping. Representing H-Town, step up in the building. We got Billy Bad on the phone, and we're talking about white rappers. First of all, Billy Bad,
yeah.
You got to be totally honest now. When you see a rapper, an artist, and they white, what's the first thing that you think? Immediately, do you feel like, okay, this is a white boy. We still call them white rappers, so there's a reason why we still call them white rappers and just not rappers. It's because they white. We still got the stigma on it. This is America. This is still race that we're dealing with, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
We're all races.
That's right. So when you see a white rapper and you pick up a cover, you don't even hear it, but you pick up a cover and you see it's a white rapper. Do you automatically feel like, be honest with yourself and be with the show, do you feel like he better be nice?
Yeah.
Because he's white?
Yeah, I do.
Because he's white?
Because he's white, yeah.
Why do you feel like that? I mean, why can't he be 2 Chainz?
Because he's not 2 Chainz. You know, not because of the fact that he's black. When I hear a white artist, I look for delivery. And, you know, we've all came across white rappers. You know, I even know one that I used to work with that is an indie artist, and he lives in Savannah. And I heard him freestyle, and he has a sick-ass delivery. But his delivery is, like, very gruff and hardcore. And it was like, okay, you know, that's something I didn't expect out of him. So when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, okay, then this dude got to be good. You know, I can't support nothing
but,
that it ain't.
No one wants to support whack music. That's the point. No one wants to support whack music. Or it's not a question of. It's a question of when you pick up a CD from a black artist. It's like, yeah, you hoping he nice, but you gonna take whatever, you gonna listen to whatever style or whatever he on with a different kind of open ear to see what he about. But what I feel like when people pick up a white rapper's CD or disc or whatever, and they white before they even hear him. You feel me? They feel like, oh, he better, his flow just better be incredible because he white. He trying to jump over to this rap shit. He need to be on point because he already white.
Let me ask you a question, Billy. Do you feel like white guys are not deserving of the accolades of being a great rapper? I mean, why do they have to have delivery to be heard? I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference between being a black rapper and a white rapper? I mean, if you're a painter, you're just a painter, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why is it that rap has to be like that? I mean, Jimi Hendrix was accepted in the rock and roll world, so why can't we accept, Doogie Howser as a rapper? I would like to know.
Well, the difference between, you know, white rappers and black rappers as a consumer, you know, and you already know what I did back in the day, somewhat. But when I hear artists, you know, and it could just be any race, you know, that's the main thing I look for is delivery. You know, I look for like, okay, if you tell me that you're an indie artist, no matter what race you are, and I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna put you down with somebody, I gotta hear you. You know, I gotta hear something. You got a CD, you got a freestyle. Let me know something. If I'm and just like, okay, prime example, dude I'm working with, dude named Nino G. You know, he had let me hear his mixtape, and the one thing I was looking for is the delivery. How it's gonna start out? How you're gonna catch me with it? And basically with a white artist, I look for the same thing. How you gonna catch me? You know, but of course, a white person is going to paint a different picture than a black person. See, that's the difference too. And I think that's what I should answer first. White
are you? Hold on. So, are you saying that a black man cannot have the same thoughts as a white man,
or the same life experiences, or the same life experiences?
What if they're from the same exact place and grew up in the same foster home together? I mean, do you?
Yeah. We're going to tackle that issue right there, what you just said, Noonie, because it's a real important point I'm going to make about that. But for what he's asking you, like, because you're saying that you expect – you see, the thing that Eminem did, 772, I'm coming to you next, 772, you on deck. After that, 678-526. See, the thing that Eminem did to the white rappers is not only did he set the bar and say, okay, because anytime you say who's the greatest rapper ever, it's like – no one, when people say Eminem, it's like, you might as well say, fuck Tupac Shakur and Biggie, they both was faggots and they was fucking each other. It's like that fucking, it cuts that deep for somebody to say that. A white person could possibly be the best MC ever. It really pisses people off that much. It's like you're just completely shitting on every fucking black rapper that ever existed in life, even if you even hint that Eminem is the best rapper ever. Which arguably, you could say that. Now, the point is this. Eminem made people, he made the white rapper automatically elevate to the point where you expect high marks for the white rapper because this white guy came and took over the game basically for a couple of years and shut everybody down for a couple of years and took over the game and became the highest grossing artist from black people, white people, accolades everywhere. Okay, and another white rapper comes along and he's garbage. What Eminem did, like Billy Bad just said, he expected for the white rapper to be talking about some other shit. That's because Eminem blew up talking about growing up in a trailer park and talking about, you know, killing his baby mama and fuck his mama, stuff that a lot of black people wasn't necessarily hitting on. And so since he was white and he was talking about other stuff and other things, now everybody assumes that every white rapper got to be on some other shit. A white rapper has to be on that other shit. You can't have white rappers talking about 24s and bitches and all that shit because people feel like that's the black people's shit. That's the black side of rap. That's the shit that black people need to talk about. But if you're a white rapper,
you
need to talk about
some
other
shit. White rapper.
Why not?
Hold on.
Why not?
Billy Bad, me and you, when I was stationed in Georgia, and you lived in Georgia, I know we saw plenty of white guys riding on 24s down Highway 40. Plenty.
Yeah, just in that particular area. Yeah. Well, same,
I mean,
like,
and guess so what? It's not the only area where it happens at.
Oh, yeah, and I know in Jacksonville, too. But I'm just saying, you normally don't ever broadcast it nationally out there. Which is nobody really doesn't hear about it except within that local vicinity.
But it's done in every city and every state. If you got white people, if you got white people, you got 20-24s. You got gold teeth. You got chains on the neck. You got tats. White people were doing tats before us. That's a whole nother story. But,
yeah,
you know.
That's truth. That's not another story. That's just how it is. They
so,
doing
I mean,
tattoos
I
want to
know, why is it that Doogie Howser has to get judged? So, I mean, why? Is it because of Eminem? I mean, if Eminem would have never came, would this have never happened? Why?
Go ahead. Answer the question. I'm going to go to the next caller. Answer that question.
Well, I don't think if Eminem never came out, you know, they would have had somebody else that would have been labeled as a phenomenon that everybody else would have looked at to set a standard to. It's just that the fact that they look at white people differently, and you know what? I honestly can't even answer that one. It's a shame that I can't, because, you know, that's just how we look at them, just some of us, you know.
Most of us. Most people look at white rappers like that. Let me go to the next caller, though. Don't hang up if you can, homie.
I'm here.
All right, let me go to the next caller. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thanks for tuning in. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man, episode 376. All right? We're talking about white rappers. We're talking about white rappers on the show. Make sure you go check out and read the blog that I got on ixhiphop.com, www.ixhiphop.com. All right, white rappers, the standard and the takeover. All right? 772-985, what's popping? Welcome to K100.
Yo, what's good, yo? This is Glory the Kid, yo. What's good, man?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for tuning in to the show.
Oh, man. I'm loving the show. You know, I'm loving the topic. Like, real talk, Eminem was my favorite rapper. Eminem, like, he was one of those favorite rappers that introduced me to the game that wanted to do this. You feel me? Because, like, he did it for the love of it. He did it because, like, it's just like what y'all were saying. Like, niggas was, like, other dudes was rapping about, you know, money, cars, and women, and just, like, other stuff. Eminem was rapping about other stuff. But at the same time, he was making hip-hop fun. Like, you ain't got to be serious all the time. Just write how you feeling. Now, with that racial card, man, that's all BS, man. I feel like that's out the window. He threw that out the window. And for
no,
all the white rappers that feel like they have to follow his footsteps, that's whack and lame. You feel me? Like, you ain't got to do that. Eminem just been him. I feel like Eminem was just him. You feel me? He was just being him. Like,
so you feel like
Jay,
let me ask you this.
Be rapping about killing their baby mamas and rapping about this and that about their mom and stuff.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let me address a couple of things you said. First of all, do you feel like Biggie Smalls was just being him?
Yeah, of course Biggie was being him. You know what I'm saying? He told that story of the average Brooklyn nigga, and he was the average Brooklyn nigga.
So you said that Eminem threw race out the door like that doesn't matter. I feel like Eminem is hot as he was and as nice as he was, he definitely didn't kill all the woes and the racial woes in hip hop. I don't feel like rappers feel like they have to stand up to the standard of Eminem. I'm saying the consumers, the people out here who listen to white rappers and listen to them, they are expecting for them to be dumb nice in order for them to really be accepted and pulled into the fold.
Hey, Blizzard.
White boys to be stupid, crazy nice because Eminem set the bar so high for white rappers. And it's the people, not the other artists. The people feel like they need to be the nice, or they reject them. I'm telling you what I see as a blogger, as an internet radio show, as somebody who judges open
mics.
Everything. You feel me?
I'm not gonna lie. You're right about that. Mostly if you watch 106 in Park and y'all watch the Freestyle Fridays, whenever there's a white rapper, everybody expecting that dude to say one of the dopest, craziest things that you ever heard in your life.
Right.
Cause that's what the people look at him. It's just I feel like the media put that in the people's mind like that. You feel me?
Eminem,
what the media persuade
him. Eminem put it in their mind when he came across and fucking made the fucking the Marshall Mathers LP and the Eminem show, and he did it. He fucking took that shit and he did it. He didn't. We didn't. The media didn't do it. I can't even believe I have to call myself media now. People are telling us I have to.
Cause like there was Blind Fury. Ain't Blind Fury a white a Caucasian rapper?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him. No, I'm playing.
Blind Fury, like he won the World Six and Park contest. He won the Freestyle Fighter, but he was blind. But he was white, and I think he was killing them, you know what I mean?
Okay, Nuna Jr., go ahead and call. You got a question for the caller?
Uh I wanted to know when you say that we expect the dopest lyrics ever, is that because that they're lacking like the street cred and all of the bitches and the money and the, you know, all of the stuff that black people or black rappers typically love to show off? I mean, do you kind of understand what I'm saying? Like the typical black rapper in Houston, Texas. But before you even hear them rap, you can already know what they're all about. Like, they got codeine, they got weed, they got big booty bitches with they bragging about how many tattoos, rest in peace tattoos they got. Like, you think that white rappers don't really do all of that, so therefore they have to show you their fundamentals.
Yeah, I feel like most of them don't even do that. I do believe in that, and I do believe that's what the people see in that too. You feel me? Yeah.
Right. Kind of like basketball players. When you come to the projects, you see a lot of black kids dribbling between their legs, shaking everybody, but they don't make the shot. But you give it to the white boy.
It's kind of funny, yo, because I agree with you. Just like at basketball, all the white players are more assistants. They're more Steve Nash. All the black players are more like AI. They want to be the eye in the team and crossing niggas over, you know what I'm saying, and shooting away threes, you know?
Exactly, right. which is why like a player like Jason Williams came on. They call him White Chocolate because his game was like a black person's game, per se. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, they called him White Chocolate because he was nice with the crossover and everything, and, you know, the penetration. You know what I mean? But then how long did he last?
Yeah, Jason
became
my favorite basketball player, man.
Jason Williams. The white boy, Jason Williams.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The real White Chocolate, yeah.
The real White Chocolate. Yeah, that guy. But he was nice when he came in the league, and everybody was like, he played like a black person. So this is the point. I'm gonna stay on the line if you can. I'm going to go to the next caller because we got people calling in. I want to make sure I get all the calls and stuff. And me and Nuno Jr., we're going to be here in the building all night. But stand by 772. Thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for your input. But I will tell you this before I go. You started off your statement by saying, you know what I'm saying, Eminem is the best rapper, your favorite rapper ever, you know what I'm saying, whatever. He's the nicest thing, how dope he was. I don't think you honestly can say right now, if you hear another white rapper, and there's been plenty of white rappers that came out. I mean, you got other white rappers that was out during that time. Even like Nooney. Okay, let's take Paul Wall for example.
Paul Wall was little white.
Say what?
Paul Wall was little white from Hypnotized Camp Posse, 3-6 Mafia, little white.
Yeah, that guy. I'm saying that Eminem wasn't the only rapper that was out at the time that Eminem blew up. It was other rappers that was already circulating out. But when Eminem came out, everybody just tuned every other white rapper out because Eminem was so nice. And it was crazy because all of a sudden, and from that point on, it's like Eminem ain't the first white rapper. It was some rappers that was out when he was out. But it's like even the big-time people, even the big-time artists, like if you want to get a feature by any white rapper, it's going to be Eminem because he's the standard of white rappers. He's the best. And at that point, it made the bar get raised really high for other white rappers, and even coming up in the underground. Now, in the South, down South, I do see a lot of white rappers that sound like, I guess you could, you know what I'm saying, Dirty South style or whatever, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I see them all the time at open mics, you know what I'm saying? They coming in, they be crunking shit, and they be, you know what I'm saying, they rapping like Gucci Man, you know what I'm saying, or whoever in the South, you know what I'm saying? And they white. So down South, I feel like you see it more often and it's more accepted. But on a national scope and scale, how can they are they really going to blow the fuck up? I highly doubt it, because at the end of the day, once you get past that, once you get out the Southeast, the rest of the world is going to be like, he a white? What the fuck is this white boy sound like? You know what I'm saying? He ain't even flowing, like, because everybody else, the rest of the fucking continent and globe and shit, got this fucking high-ass bar set. And like I told people, like I said in the blog, black rappers, you can get away with being a Gucci Man on a national level. If you know what I'm saying? If you black, you can get away with being having a rap style like 2 Chainz on a national level if you black. But if you white, nah, not so much. I think right now people want white rappers to be stupid nice. You know what I'm saying? They got to have it's got to be something extra because they white. So it's like you want to be in hip-hop.
Sound like Royce 5'9".
Right, you gotta have something,
or even better.
Yeah, something. You gotta have something. You gotta bring something extra to the game because you already white. That's all I'm saying. You already, if people see you already white, so you got to do something more. All right? 678-526. What up, homie?
What up, homie?
Glenwood Lalo in the building. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, just cool in there, man. Hey, man, first of all, Eminem changed the game when he came out. Now, he got his publicity because he was signed with Drake when he touched down. You know, so basically it's like, okay, Dre got history. Everything he touched turned to gold. So that's what made my...
Hold on. Not everybody.
Not everybody what?
Eve.
Well, I mean, he never put Eve out.
Right, but he did touch her.
Well, when I say touch, I mean actually put her out.
You mean like go through the, all the motions and do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the
right.
marketing and promotion and everything, you know, and actually put an album out. But
right.
yeah, everything he touched, it went gold.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So Platinum. That alone made a motherfucker want to listen to Eminem to see what he got going. Not to mention he had the money to push it. You
right.
know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business. You know, it's all about the money. I mean, even if you trash, I mean, look at Soulja Boy. He had money behind him. So, you know, even if you trash, you get pushed. You know what I mean? People gonna buy your shit. You know, it's as simple as that. You know what I mean? But Eminem had this certain flair about him. Not to mention he grew up in a black environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the things that he went through in life and the things he talked about in his music, I mean, we could relate to. Not only white people that's been through that, but we as black people, we relate to it because he grew up around it. He knew what he was talking about. So, I mean, you got everywhere you go, man, it's a white boy that you can relate to because he grew up right there next to you.
You know, son, Glenwood Lalo, you kind of reminded me of the military. I had a white supervisor, and he was a white boy. He was a real white boy, but he was from the hood, and
right.
he lived in halfway houses, and he could relate to white people who were stuck up. He'd been around black people who were stuck up. He'd been around hood niggas. I'm talking about, you know how you got your hood niggas?
Right.
He'd been around them. I ain't talking about niggas who sell drugs. I'm talking about niggas who spit fire. Like, when they open their mouth, your whole head just falls off because that's how gutted they are. And he'd been around all these kind of people, and he was able to interact and deal with so many situations that your average nigga couldn't deal with, or your average white boy couldn't deal with. So it's kind of reminding me of what you're saying, because everybody pretty much relates to Eminem. Everybody.
Right, right. I mean, even the situation with his mother. I mean, Tupac's mama was on crack.
Right.
I mean, how many black people's mothers went through the same thing Eminem's mother went through?
And even if the mama didn't go through it, you knew a mama that was next door
exactly.
that was going through it.
Exactly.
And even if you didn't know nobody...
But
you heard Tupac's story.
But the thing about it was, if you recall, when at the height of Eminem's career, a lot of black people were like, fuck Eminem, especially a lot of black people was like, fuck Eminem, because he was talking about killing his baby mama and talking about fuck his mama and all that shit.
Now,
he
hey,
fuck with his mama.
Now, hey,
a
Blizzum,
lot of people
Blizzum,
didn't like him
Blizzum
because of
does
that.
Have a point. Blizzum does have
a lot
a
of
point.
People did not like him. A lot of people, that's, listen, first of all, the reason why Eminem was never really accepted by everybody, even though he would get on a track with your favorite rapper and then shit on him. You feel me? He'd get on a track and he'll do a collaboration with your favorite rapper, shit on him on their own song, and nobody still wanted to give him his props because they always felt like, well, he on some other shit, because you don't really hear, because with Pac, it was, and even as a crack fiend, mama, you still was a black queen, mama. You feel
what?
Me? Because
what?
Niggas had crackhead mamas, but they still love their motherfucking mama. Whereas Eminem came out and said, man, fuck that bitch. She was a pillhead. The bitch fucking let a nigga molest me and all kind of shit. I don't fuck with my mama. You know what I'm saying? And when
right.
he came out saying that, it's hard for people, black people, to comprehend, because niggas be having some fucked up mamas but still love their mama. They
right.
daddy
because,
cut
hey,
off,
hey,
they
hey,
cut
Blizzum,
their daddy off quick,
you
but not
really
their mama.
Got a point.
You
know really
what I'm
got a point because, you know, like, people get raised from the Bible, especially black people on that don't.
Right.
Disgrace your mama type. So even if your mama threw you out in the fucking trash.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's not just the mothers either. I mean, I made a song called Dear Father, and I'm getting backlash from my father's family. They basically disowned me now because of the song
well,
I made.
That's
but
personal.
That's natural.
That's personal. That's because that's what they're directly related to the situation. But you won't hear too many. You know why I know that? Because "Dear Father" is my favorite song by you, homie. That's my favorite song you ever made, and I've heard all your songs so far.
Lay low. You need to come to Houston with that song, because you know how many black boys got a bad father or father that was absent.
Houston,
we would love your shit. You ain't got no kinfolk down here, homie.
But look, man, listen, that happens everywhere, my nigga.
Right,
just Houston. You know what I mean?
I missed my point. What I was trying to say was that if you come to Houston, ain't no family gonna be mad at you about that song. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, but it came from the heart. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was something I felt at the time, and I kind of still do feel that way in certain ways. So really, personally, I don't give a fuck who feels it or not. You know what I mean? It was just my personal song.
Eminem did. Eminem didn't give a fuck whether or not you care about how much you love your mama or how much you feel it's wrong to talk about fucking killing your baby mama, because everybody thought about fucking their baby mama up, but he actually did it, wrote a skit about it, and did a couple songs and enacted it out into the bitch, you literally hear this bitch choking on her blood in the fucking skit. Because he's going to throw. Okay, so that's the point with Eminem. Let me ask you this, Lalo, and I'm going to get to the next caller. 678, oh, did they hang up? Man, I was trying to get to him. I almost took too long. Anyway, Lalo, let me ask you this right here, because there's another point that I make in the blog. I'm going to go ahead and read that part right here, all right? So in a day and age where the president isn't white, but the top grossing hip-hop artist for quite a few years is, how do we make sense of it all? Cash Money seems poised to cash in on the fray by recently signing a white rapper named Caskey out of Orlando, I think he is, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, we you know, at this point, should we stop using the term white rapper? Of course not. You know what I'm saying? Are we ready to just call these guys rappers without the white in front of it? Of course not. Just stop the bullshit. This is still America. But the newly signed Cash Money white rapper blatantly uses the N-word in one of his own songs.
So did Eminem.
Yes. Well, he used it in the opposite way that Eminem. Eminem, actually, because on the Marshall Mathers LP, if you recall, on the Marshall Mathers LP, on the song called "Criminal," the one song where Eminem, on the songs that came out on the label, they always bleep it out. You feel me?
Right.
They always bleep it out on the song on the Marshall Mathers LP, which is his biggest record and by far his best to me. On the line where he says, you know, I drink more liquor to fuck you up quicker than you want to fuck me up for saying the word nigga, but he doesn't say the word nigga. They bleep it out. Because he was white. They actually, he probably said it in the booth, but when it came out on the album, they bleeped it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I had that album. I know they bleeped it out. So this is the point. My point I'm trying to get to is the rapper Caskey, he basically says the same thing. It's like, oh, it's okay for you to call me a cracker, but I can't say nigger. But he actually says the word nigger. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He says nigger. Now,
nigger.
Well, hey. You have to listen to the song. You can go to YouTube and type in Caskey, C-A-S-K-E-Y, and that's the new rap. Type in Caskey, and the name of the song is called Words. You feel me? He's flowing on it again. He's nice with the flow. So he just got signed to Cash Money, but his flow is nice. When you hear him rap, I only heard that one song, but he's got a nice flow. I expected as much because he's getting a major deal. I don't hear all these rappers that's white that's sounding like Gucci Mane in these fucking open mics. No one's giving them deals. I see them all the time, but I don't hear them making no motherfucking noise in the industry.
There's millions of them rapping like Gucci, but ain't none of them getting deals like Gucci when they're white.
If they rapping like Gucci, they ain't gonna get a deal.
Right. All the white rappers that got deals and major publicity, MGK, whoever you want to name, they got a stupid flow, period, point blank. They are not there. That's the point. If you look at who got major deals, they all got a nice flow. No one's ready to co-sign a basic rapping white boy on a national level. You have my – they're all over. You go to any open mic, any showcase, you see them all the time, especially in the South, especially in Atlanta. They be everywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody's co-signing. Nobody is – I'm telling you what I know. Nobody's co-signing them niggas, okay? All right. So, but the point I'm making is this: white rappers, all right, when it comes to using the word nigga, you have a lot of white people who are cool with black people. You feel me? and they say, what's up? They use the word nigga, and all, you know what I'm saying, all the time. You feel me? White females got black friends and two or three kids by a black boy, two or three little mixed kids. They feel like they can say the word nigga, especially if they live in the hood in the projects. What do you think about white rappers that use the word, especially if they came up in the hood?
Oh, man, you know, there's no debate about that, and they know it, too. I mean, it's...
You just cannot
use that word.
Hey, not all of them know it.
No, they don't. Cassie uses the word, and they're not bleeping it out. I don't know if Cash Money is going to actually push that song he got called Words. It's a song that he's already obviously been did before he got on a label. But obviously, he feels comfortable enough to put that out. You feel what I'm saying? Obviously, he feels comfortable enough to record that song, make a video for it, and put it out. And so Cash Money just signed him, so they know that video is out. People have seen it on YouTube. It's still up on YouTube. But they like Cash Money said, oh, you use the word nigga in that one song. We probably going to be able to push you like that, so you need to go to YouTube and take it down. Hell no. It's not. You know what I'm saying? In the video, he's got the money chilling with Baby. In the video, you know, incorporated into it. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know if he got that. I don't know if he made that song before he got signed or whatever, but Baby's, and they got a picture with him and Baby in the video and everything.
Yeah, Uptown New Orleans, Magnolia right. Street, Baby is in the video chilling with him.
So, obviously, Baby and him is okay with the use of the word. You feel what I'm saying? So
as long as it makes some money, huh?
I guess, at this point, that's what it is. They want some of that MGK money. I'm assuming that's what it is. But that's the debate. Whether or not you think white boys should be able to use the word nigga in their flows. What do you think, Nooney?
I think that they shouldn't say it. And it's not because I don't like it. It's because I feel like they, you know, and I ain't talking about rappers. I'm talking about white boys, period, because they might could get hurt. Now,
mm-hmm.
If we talking about rap music, I feel like, you know, that's just a real gray area. I think they, once again, they shouldn't say it. Because they could probably turn off a lot of their black fans, but at the same time, black fans don't really buy music. So in this world, you know, them saying it, I think would be a negative look on them, even by white people, especially if it's public and on a national level. Because white boys say a lot of stuff when they all just chilling together, and I've walked in on white boys calling each other nigga and trick bitch and all kind of things that black people say. You know, just little terms that black people use. But I think that they shouldn't say it, not because of how I personally feel, but because I think it would just make them look bad when it's you know, when you're looking at them and judging them. That's what I think.
At this point, with Caskey in that video and with Baby Ben in him with the video, do you think,
now,
okay, let me ask you this, do you think,
now,
do you
hold
think,
on, hold on. Now, when you throw Baby in there, that it kind of changes things because he is like nigga 3000. Like, that's, Baby is what you call a super nigga. You know, Baby and Puff Daddy are your super niggas. So if it's like people follow what Baby and Lil Wayne do. So if Lil Wayne and Baby are in the video, or if Puffy's in the video, or whoever, just anybody, Jay-Z is in the video, it's like they're co-signing what's going on.
Exactly.
And
that's
honestly, people will follow behind that. As many people, on your show, you're going to have 20 niggas going to say, fuck that, all beat his ass. But in reality, Baby got more pull than any nigga that's calling into this show.
Right. So since Baby in the video, it's okay then at this point. That's basically what we're saying at this point. If Baby co-signing it, then well, yeah, right?
Well, you know, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that that's what the public is going to do. So yeah, I mean, that is what I'm saying. Me, personally, I'm going to look at them like, okay, you know, whatever. But the public is going to follow what the popular people are doing. Period.
Okay. Billy Bass hitting the note. Billy Bass, you wanted to say something about what we're talking about right now?
I mean, Blizzard, do you agree?
Yeah, I think that because Baby's in that video and chilling with him, all of a sudden, we're going to have a whole slew of people now, because before, it wasn't cool to wear skinny jeans too tough until Lil Wayne started doing it, and then
right.
It was okay.
Right.
So I feel like if that song comes out...
15 years ago, Wayne had rags on his head with an afro, and he was talking about the projects. And he wasn't as big 15 years ago, but people wanted to be like him then. And he was only regional 15 years ago. And now, you know, he walks around talking about lollipops and he has tight jeans and he has makeup on and he has leggings and skateboards. And I see a lot of people in the ghetto now doing the same shit.
So then you're going to see a lot. So basically you're telling me we're going to be seeing a lot more white boys just feeling like it's pretty okay for them to go around and call each other nigga and say nigga in their clothes.
Well, it was already cool for them to do it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I just think now you're going to see more of it like they might see it out in public, not to a black man, but instead of trying to lower their voice when black people come around, they'll just say it to each other. And I've seen it happen. I have seen it happen. They have done it. I've seen it happen. Now, they might not call the black person nigga, but they'll call each other nigga in front of a black person.
Yeah, and I've seen this. Hold on, Billy Badge, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, when it comes to white people calling each other niggas, I've seen it too. And I'll put it to like this, in all honesty. If I've known you for a very long time, and I've known this white dude to be around black people to where the other black people in that same circle are comfortable with him doing that without them getting offended, then that would be the only pass that we would give them. Now, if it was just a random white person walking up the street or two white people as Nooney talking about and they calling each other nigga in front of a black person, then, of course, that may pose as a problem.
Mm-hmm. I think that I don't
think it'd be a big problem because they didn't call the black person nigga. The nigga might look at him.
Yeah, and
he might have something under his breath to say, but I just don't see 100% of niggas just slapping a two white boys who are calling each other nigga. Not in 2012. I just don't see it happening.
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all an example real quick of something that this is something that I knew. This is before Eminem, right? Before Eminem came out, you know what I'm saying? Here in Atlanta, there's an artist, and I actually know the artist personally, you feel me, named White Boy Frank. If a lot of people that's listening to me from ATL, if you grew up in East Point or College Park or something like that right there, then you know what I'm talking about. White rapper that came out back in the day who had a tremendous buzz. This is before Eminem really took off, you know what I'm saying? Called White Boy, called Frank Real. They call him White Boy Frank. He grew up in the projects, grew up around the Montel Holmes projects and Washington Circle projects over there in East Point. He was a white boy. He grew up in the hood. Of course, he's got interracial kids. He's respected in the hood. He rocked gold teeth, had long hair, tattoos everywhere. Everybody in the hood fuck with him the long way. You got niggas that would jump you, nigga, fucking with White Boy Frank. His credibility in the hood was good. I knew
it was A1.
It was A1. That's when I first touched down to Atlanta. The first hood that I actually started hanging in was East Point. That's where I met all my industry connects, and I used to be over there every fucking day, and I knew this person. You feel me? All the producers fuck with him. Everybody in the hood fuck with him. He can go anywhere. Okay? He had a situation where, and he had songs with CeeLo, Bun B, okay? You feel what I'm saying? He had a connect. He was connected. You know what I mean? He was connected with the rap shit. He had major people on his album. He had an album that dropped, and he was supposed to be getting signed, from what the buzz was saying, to Def Jam. He would go out to shows around Atlanta, come through 30 niggas deep, everybody representing him, everybody fucking with Frank Real. He didn't have the nicest flow. He didn't have a flow nowhere near what Eminem or whatever had, but he had that down south underground flow. For a minute, it seemed like he was going to be poised to take off. But he used the word nigga profusely in his music. You feel what I'm saying? He would. This is what literally happened, and I watched it with my own eyes. You feel me? And I wish I had his number because I'd actually call him up and literally put him on the show and let you tell him this story. But he used the word nigga profusely in his music. When it came out for a while, when the music was circulating in the streets or whatever, his face wasn't on the cover of the CD. So a lot of people didn't even know he was white because he's got a real down south, real deep, gruffy ass voice. And so everything he's rapping on was southern beat. So everybody thought and assumed that he was black. If you didn't live in East Point or, you know, over there in the area, you didn't know that was a white boy. You didn't know who he was. His name wasn't White Boy Frank. That's what people call him. But his rap name is Frank Real. So people was thinking that he was black. And he used the nigger word, he used the N-word a couple of times in his songs. Well, come to find out, at that time, you know what I'm saying, this is late 90s, you feel me, right around the time Eminem starting to pop, you feel me, Eminem was just now popping off right around the same time, you know, people started finding out that he white. And that's when the backlash came back on the music, because people started saying, nah, we ain't co-signing him because he using the word nigga and he ain't even black. Not knowing that he actually more nigga than everybody who probably saying that shit about him. You feel me?
Right.
He born and raised in the fucking hood. He came from fucking Montel Holmes. You know what I'm saying?
The worst, the worst.
But the point is, if you didn't know that, which means you didn't live in... The world is bigger than East Point. He was good in East Point. He was a star. He's a local. He's a hood star. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody knows him. I know this for a fact because I've been over there. Now, that was my little stomach ground for a second. You feel what I'm saying? So I know for a fact that he's good like that over there. So, but once people outside of that particular point side start hearing it, and then people realizing they was rocking with it, but then when people realizing, wait, he white? You feel me? People start feeling the type of way about him using the N-word. And I would hear other people talking, and they'd be like, yeah, I heard that shit, man. That motherfucker talking about nigga this and nigga that, man. He white, man. Everybody fucking with that shit. And so people started to reject it because they didn't really know the person him. I knew the person him. I knew he was good in his hood. But I watched it with my own eyes where certain factions started saying, nah, we're not fucking with that. We're not pushing that because he was white. And he was really poor. He had major features. He had the album was put together really nice. He had a budget. You feel what I'm saying? He had a lot of people fucking with him. A lot of people was pushing him. But once that starts circulating and people start hearing the music and he wasn't black, it was a backlash. Now,
listen,
I don't know if that would happen right now. I don't know what would happen right now.
I got a few things that I want to say.
Uh-huh.
With the guy with Cash Money, I don't think Baby and them are too concerned with the longevity of his career.
You don't think
now,
they care? That's their money. That's money invested
right.
in them.
Well,
I mean,
you know, I kind of see how Cash Money do stuff, just like a lot of other labels. They try something, they can make them a little money. If the shit don't pop, fuck them. You know, you dump them. But, like, with the guy, I think that artist can prosper by acting black or even using black words. But in the long run, I think it's going to hurt them. But what I wanted to know about the guy from Atlanta, was it the black fans or was it the black media groups or was it the white fans or the white media groups that he received most of his backlash from?
It was,
or was it both?
At that time, you got to think, this is pre-Facebook, pre-Twitter, okay? You feel me? This is actually kind of pre-MySpace kind of sort of. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, maybe this is MySpace, like just the streets.
Yeah, just the streets. You feel me? Back then, that's all you had. You didn't have, the internet wasn't popping like that right there. I think, you know, I'm trying to recall the exact year, but maybe MySpace was popping at that time. Maybe I can't remember exactly if MySpace was popping at that time, but it was way before Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So everything that we're talking about is coming from the streets. It's coming back from other people who I know in the game that's telling me, and the people in certain circles within the music industry,
right.
People are coming back saying that to me at the time.
And then
I got
another question. Do you think it's possible for a national white artist to succeed without any black fans? Do you think it's possible?
That's what I'm gonna. That's another part of the discussion I want to get to, because I think this is. Let me read.
Do you want me? Hold on. Do you want me to tell you why I asked that?
Because we have
local artists right here in Houston, and we got regional artists right here in Texas who draw crowds of 1,000 or better, and it's white and Mexicans. No black people. Maybe two or three. And it happens.
Well, then I think that's not
a national level, though, is it? I mean, is it national? That's not national. It's just
Houston
Texas.
Is a big city.
You're right. It's fourth largest city, about the pass of Chicago.
Right. Houston is a big city. If you can pull it off in Houston, you can pull it off nationwide. I'm glad you said that, because I want to read the last two lines of my blog entry. Oh, label low back on the line. I'm going to read the last two lines of my blog entry, and I want you guys to really just hear what I'm saying in the last lines of the blog entry, because I think that's pretty much leading up to what you were saying. It changes the discussion into that part of what you're saying. I have no problem with white rappers at all right? As long as they are real to themselves, you know what I'm saying? You know, being a white rapper, there's a 90% chance that you'll be tagged as a wigger. 90% chance. People are going to just assume you're a wigger, even if you country. Like, people may assume you, instead of realizing that Bubba Sparks was just a big country farm white boy who knew how to rap, they automatically assumed that he was a wigger when he really wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was. That's how everybody from that part of Georgia talk anyway.
Right. So people are gonna assume that you're a wigger. A wigger being somebody, a white person who wishes they were black, who want to be black, who act black instead of just being a white person who can rap. There's a 90% chance that people are gonna tag you as that off the rip. It's not fair, but that's the reality, and that is what I tend to deal in. I deal in reality. Now, when you consider that one of the nicest, if not the nicest MC of the last decade was white, you can never say that white rappers can't take over. It's already been done by one of them, and he locked it down for a long stretch. So the bottom line is white rappers are gaining ground in marketability, profit margins, fan base, and numbers. When you think about that fact, when you think about the fact that most of the people that were buying hip-hop albums back in the days when people still bought hip-hop albums were white, none of this should be a shock. I mean, how long did you think they would ride around listening to beats that they love and hooks that they love full of words that they can get jumped on for saying out loud? How long could the number one monetary supportive race of a genre block out its own race from taking over that genre? You had to be a fool not to think that's going to happen. So the question that you just asked is relevant. The question was, do you think at some point a white rapper can blow up and make a lot of money without having no black fans? Why not? You feel
right.
me? Why not? Because at the end of the day, the people who monetized hip hop and made hip hop a $1 billion industry, it was more white people buying hip hop than black people. So
now,
the only reason why I ask,
I believe that it can happen, but the only reason why I ask is because back in the day, and when I say back in the day, I don't even mean back in the day. I mean before Eminem. If it's true that white fans bought black music, it's true.
Right.
But they usually followed the streets. If the streets said it was hot, then they go crazy.
Right.
You know, like when Snoop Dogg came out, what was that movie? That movie he was on the soundtrack in. Deep,
I don't know.
Undercover, deep. Okay, yeah,
Cover.
Bad. When he dropped on that, I was reading about it. Like 89% of his sales were like white, Asian, and Jewish, and all that craziness.
Right.
But
because
it's the streets.
They buy it. They buy it.
The streets co-sign that shit. That gangster shit. And
but
then they bought it.
Eminem though. Listen, when Lalo said that he had a major co-signer, which is great. That was true. But if you remember. When Eminem dropped, he was met with fierce resistance by the streets. The hood was not
right.
Fucking.
Right. See. Snoop Dogg benefited more from being with Dre than Eminem did.
Right. Because people. I remember people were literally you back then. You had people that was like, man, what the fuck is Dre doing? All these motherfucking black rappers out here. He gonna go put all this money behind a white boy. Man, fuck Dre. He with that bullshit.
Like, yeah, see, like, hey, Lalo is definitely right, but the point that you just said, the point I said, a lot of people did not give Eminem a chance. Even with my name is Slim Shady. They
right.
said that the dude could not fucking rap. They said he was a clown, and I heard a lot of people say that. And then when they heard the rest of his shit, they heard the rest of the songs, they still were hesitant. They still
yeah.
were hesitant.
They was hesitant until he dropped the Marshall Mathers LP, which was pretty much undeniable. They still wasn't sold on him on the first one. He had a niche crowd. He had a lot of white fans and a lot of niche crowd followers. But when he dropped the Marshall, when he dropped the Marshall Mathers LP, what he did was he dropped the fucking classic album full of venomous flows that you couldn't deny. A and B, at that point, that's when he started collaborating with everybody else and murking them on their own shit. And he got to the point where he just kept eating niggas up so much, and he had this fucking classic ass banging ass album. You couldn't deny the tracks. He had one of my favorite producer of all time behind it, and arguably the best in my opinion. But he still had great tracks, great collaborations. He had a solid camp. And then, of course, at that point, it's like, well, he is nice. And, yeah, Dre is fucking with him. And, yeah, so is, like, everybody else. And all shit, did you hear what he did to Jay?
And, hey, I actually heard people like him because – he, you know, they say that he put 50 on, right? So they was like, well, yeah, he like, this is after he was already big, but that
right,
shit
right.
brought him out even more because he put on this young cat from the hood who was an underground beast in New York. I actually heard people give him props because of 50, and it made people want to fuck with him even more. And
absolutely.
And like you said absolutely. Earlier, if he'd have been black, he probably wouldn't have to go through all that.
But then again, if he would have been black, he probably wouldn't have stood out as much.
There you go.
Lalo, what's up, homie? You back on the line?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. So what do you think, right? We started a discussion, I think, kind of right when you got cut off, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. Was you here for the discussion when we was talking about when do you think it would be okay for a white rapper, a mainstream rapper like MGK or whoever else right now to start using the word nigga? Even if they use it in their personal life, they may use it with their homeboy, but do you think it's okay for them if they rap it and they making it flow? They're not saying nigger. They just saying nigga, man, my nigga, and me and my niggas be blah, 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 whatever. They flowing it. Do you think right now that the mainstream America, do you think we would accept that from a white rapper right now?
The main street? Nah. I mean, personally, I wouldn't give a damn. You know what I mean? It's just another word to me, but...
The
mainstream is not going to accept it. It's not politically correct. You know what I mean? They're going to get backlash from Al Sharpton all the way up to motherfucking Judge Mathis.
Black rappers get backlash from fucking Al Sharpton. Shit. You get it from that nigga.
Right. So, Oprah Winfrey gonna jump on it, you know.
I understand what Lalo's saying, but black artists have traditionally went against the grain and said stuff that made white America mad. Why is it okay for us to say pop that pussy and Plies can say cracker and we can say fuck niggas too? Like we hate niggas more than the white people.
But you know why only certain the elite white people, you know, when I say elite, I mean the motherfuckers who in power and they got money, they don't give a fuck about that shit. Because at the end of the day, they in power and they the one got the money. They don't give a fuck what we say. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just the only motherfuckers, the white motherfuckers who on our level, the middle class white motherfuckers, the white motherfuckers who in poverty like us. Who complain about not being able to say that? You know what I'm saying? Them elite crackers, they don't give a shit. You know that's why you don't never hear them saying nothing. You don't ever hear them complaining that they don't have to say. Why can't they say it? You know, it's because they don't give a damn. Because they in power, they don't give a fuck what we say. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's gonna be the white people that's on our level that's complaining because they feel like they should be able to say it because they grew up around us, and then they've been saying it so. Because I got white friends that I grew up around, and we used to let them say nigga around us. We used to call him nigga. He used to call us my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you know, if we go up in corporate America, you know, we can't say that. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna get too far.
Let me ask you a question, Lalo. Now the white boy grew up with y'all, so obviously he is accepted in the ranks. Now, if that same white boy who was your friend went out to the club, and let's say he was freestyling on the mic and he didn't know nobody in there, he said nigga and he got jumped. I'm not gonna ask you would you have his back, because I've already heard about you. You're a real stand up guy. Blizzum told me all about you. I know that you're a stand up guy. But what I wanna ask you is, would you understand why he got jumped, or would you think that the people were wrong for jumping him, or would
first,
you be like?
First of all, if he hanging with us, that means he got some sense about himself and he got street smart. So with that being said, he's not even going to say that on the mic because he knows
okay, well,
that.
Hey,
he knows
I kind of see where this is going.
Let's say hypothetically speaking,
yeah.
If he did, you know, slip up and do that.
And you gotta remember, this is your boy, not just some random
cat. Yeah, that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with this. I got his back no matter what. I don't care if he was white, Asian, Latino.
Right.
You know
fat.
What I mean? I got his back.
That
that's my nigga. You know, me and my people, we colorblind. We don't see that shit. You know what I mean? So if motherfucker, matter of fact, I done did it before. I mean, not because of that reason. But some people try to jump one of my white friends in the club, and we smashed all them niggas together. You know what I mean? It is what it is, because that's my partner. I got love for him. I got loyalty with him. You know what I mean? My loyalty lies with him.
If he says nigga about the freestyle, And, you know, he like, man, you know, I tried to fight him off. It was 13 of them. I don't want to know what you're going to do because I already know the answer to that question. I want to know how you're going to feel about it.
Well, see, you got to understand, if I'm growing up with this dude and we used to saying nigga to each other, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to look at the fact that they jumped him because he said the word nigga on a freestyle. I'm just looking at the fact that they jumped him.
That's some whole ass shit.
If he come in the car and say, man, I said nigga on the mic, these nigga jumped me, and I'm going to say, they jumped you, nigga, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even heard that nigga part. You know
so it would have been different if it had been one-on-one.
Oh, well, shit, if it was one-on-one, any white boy I'm hanging with, he already trained to go. You know what I mean? I done seen white boys smash black boys one-on-one.
Yeah, true. I was in the military, so I've seen a couple of, well, a lot of white boys that can break down anybody. But
right.
let's say he got beat up real, real bad. He just wasn't ready. You know, he was trained, but somebody got his number. Would you feel that they was wrong to hit him or just that one person hit him because he was white and he said nigga at the freestyle?
Well, personally, I think even if it don't matter what a person says. No, I mean, I don't think words should get you angry enough to put your hands on anybody, period. You know, so I don't care if you using the word nigga, any white. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't think words should get a man angry enough to put his hands on you, period. Only thing I think people should get violent about is when it's about money. That's just my personal opinion.
Money.
If it's about money, let's go. You know what I mean?
So if somebody said, hey, I'm going to fuck your mama tonight, and there's a guy who got beef with you, that's kind of cool?
Yeah, because you know what I'm going to say? I'm like, good, because I just left your mama out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna play that off, cause that don't words don't me and my people, not just me, but people I fuck with, we 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Words.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all like way more solid than that skin shit.
Yeah, yeah. We done been through too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't hang with nothing but ex-cons, niggas that did 8, 10 years, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Words is the last thing that's gonna get in our feelings. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hurt. You gotta actually put your hands on somebody in our family, or you gotta fuck with our money. You know what I'm saying? It's one or the other. Other than that,
okay.
Man, I don't give a damn what you say, what you think. To care less. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Layla, let me ask you one more question about Eminem. I've heard people, and I even heard Blizzom say it. I'm not saying these are Blizzom's opinions, but I think he was paraphrasing off what other people have said. I'm assuming, but I've heard people say that Eminem wouldn't get as much love if he was black. I mean, is it that we listen to him harder because he's white? Is it that we give him more props because he's white? Or is he just the fucking best?
Man,
or let's
listen,
say top five. Is
listen,
Eminem
I'm,
top five, period?
When,
not
when,
not nothing
when,
to do with color skin.
Not nothing to do with color skin, man. I mean, I don't know about the new Eminem because I think he kind of wavered off a little bit when he started, you know, making his latest albums, but like in the beginning stages, I ain't talking about that My Name Is shit. You know what I mean? That I think that was just a.
You talking about that gruesome fire spit flow just there?
Well, when Eminem convinced me, because I ain't gonna lie, I was a little hesitant to go. I bought his album. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I bought his album now, but I was hesitant.
Why?
Until I heard. I mean, really, because I don't really buy albums. You got
so why
really,
did you buy his album?
You got to really impress me. But when
okay.
I was impressed was when he was on that song Renegade with Jay-Z and he smashed it. That's when I went and bought all this shit.
That's basically
that
the point.
One song.
That's basically that's I told you that's listen man, when it comes to the discussion of Eminem, I've said it repeatedly. He was okay, people recognized it and people wanted to give him his props, but until he smashed the God, when he smashed Hova, he smashed
so,
Hova on his own track. That was a rap.
If he would have smashed Lil Wayne at that time,
no one would have respected it as much because Lil Wayne wasn't that big at that time. Not that time. At that time, Wayne wasn't even popping like that. Not,
yeah.
Wayne.
And believe it or not, I've never bought a Lil Wayne album.
I've listened to a few of them. I do believe you.
I've never bought a 50 Cent album. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like some of 50 Cent songs.
I think I bought Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, it's very few albums that I will actually go into the store and buy. And I think the first one that really convinced me to go into the store and buy was Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what
right.
I mean? And I'm talking about they covered the streets completely with no video at first, no radio play, nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They, motherfuckers just ride through the hood like I was like, man, who the fuck is that? That's the type of shit that made me go to the store and buy. And that's what I heard in Eminem. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is also something that you asked. This is the thing with Eminem and how nice he is and white rappers, and the reason why I'm having this discussion, because Eminem, I wholeheartedly believe that if Eminem wasn't white, he would have still blew up, because that goes back to what Lalo was saying earlier about who was co-signing him, and at that point it was Dre behind him, and automatically the West Coast was finna tune in, you feel me? Automatically the fans of the history of Death Row or whatever probably would have tuned in if at that point you still rolled with Dre after Pop pretty much went that hard at him. If you know what I'm saying, so he Pop fucking kind of made things shaky for Dre for a minute, because so many people love Pop, and when he started calling Dre bitch ass nigga and shit like that, that kind of made the streets be like, whoa, well let me evaluate Dre right quick. You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, he still had Dr. fucking Dre behind him. So if he was black, he still would have got checked for. He still would have got pushed or whatever. But what you fail to realize, what people have to understand about Eminem and his career and the white rapper, and the whole point I'm trying to make about this show is, white people are the monetary force and race behind what.
And they were, and they've been waiting for a long time to support one of their own.
And so when you take that into consideration, the fact that Eminem was white when he blew up, you feel what I'm saying? That made it. To where not only is he nice and people like the music and he nice, but it's one of our own. So the white people who, even if a white person really liked your music before, it's probably a lot of rappers that white boys used to like and shit before, but they might would have bootlegged that nigga shit. But this motherfucking album right here, nigga, no, I'm going to buy that.
Well, you want to know what all of the white boys, I ain't going to say all, but I say 85% of the white boys who I was in the military with, and Lalo, I was in the Navy and I was in the Marine Corps. And let me tell you something, bro, it's a lot of white boys in the Navy and the Marine Corps, okay? You want to know what they used to tell me? They said for the first time we can recite the lyrics of a rapper song and, like, get accepted. That's what they told me.
Because Eminem was His wordplay is clear. It was clear and uncut. You know what I mean? And it was just like, I understand wholeheartedly everything he is saying. It wasn't no rappers out there at the time. Just, I mean, you had Busta Rhymes, and the shit sounded good on the beat, but at the end of the day, we don't know what the fuck he talking about. You know what I mean? During that time.
Right. Right, you had to, like, chop and screw him up and slow him down.
Right, and then even with Snoop Dogg, I mean, we understood what he was saying, but he was still on that West Coast lingo, you know what I mean? So it was like, unless you really knew people from the West Coast, or you knew about the West Coast, or you knew about gang life, you really didn't understand him either, you know what I mean? It took Eminem, where he had a universal wordplay where everybody in the world could just understand what he said.
I don't know if I.
That's why
I
they compared him. That's why they compared him to Pop at the time, because everybody understood what Pop was saying because he was so clear. You know, it wasn't just I say one line and then jump to a whole nother subject in this next line. You know.
But
what
about the black rappers who were clear? But besides Pop,
who? Who?
I mean, there's millions of rappers. It had to be somebody
who?
That was clear.
When you say clear, what do you mean? First of all, hold on. Let me stop. Let me dissect what you just said. I don't agree with something that you just said. Whereas Snoop had a only West Coast lingo or only West Coast following. You have to understand that's the same person that.
No. I'm not saying he had just a West Coast following or West Coast lingo. But it's just like I'm saying, like for like let's say a nigga just from the Bluff. Who ain't never been to California?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't never heard really no California songs other than Ice Cube at the time. You know what I'm saying? And then Snoop just come out with this, because you know back then we didn't have no gangs down here like that. You know what
right.
I mean? So when he coming out with this Bang Crip, and you know what I mean? But if you really, well, I don't know, man, because that motherfucking Doggy Style album.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
I mean, his debut album was a phenomenal.
That was
one of the best.
Ooh,
that's one of the top 10 rap albums of all time.
Hey, Blizzard.
Period.
In no way will I try to discredit what Laylo's saying, because I'm not him, so I don't know exactly what he's. I mean, I heard what he said. But I can't say, hey, you're wrong, because Laylo is right for his opinion. But where I'm from and where I've lived, I've never heard anybody not get into Doggy Style or any Snoop Dogg music ever.
No. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I mean, we all got into it. But what I'm saying, far as actually understanding him, I mean, it's a lot of music we all get into, but that don't mean we understand it. It just sound good to us. It beat in the car, right? You know what I'm saying? We can recite it and everything, but that don't mean
I'm gonna tell
really
you one rapper
every word he's saying.
I think what Laylo is trying to say right now is literally the opposite. I feel the opposite of what he's saying, because I feel like people couldn't get into and understand what the fuck M was talking about more so than Snoop. I think more people can relate to riding around in a 6-4 Chevy, drinking gin and juice, fucking bitches, fucking big booty bitches and shit. I think a lot more black people can relate to that. I think Eminem was the one that you had to stop and think and listen to what he was saying more so than a Snoop Dogg. So I feel like I feel the opposite of what the point is. You're making right now. I think that it's flip flop. You know what I'm saying? I think those roles are flip flop. I think more people had a problem and couldn't really digest what Eminem was saying as much as they could with a Snoop Dogg, because Eminem started talking about things that I don't think too many people really did relate to at first. You feel what I'm saying? When he first started coming out, you know what
and,
I mean? I mean, I think,
and if they did relate to it, they didn't want to relate. They didn't want to think about it.
Yeah, you got to think about this thing. Like you got to think about, because I think right now we're starting to jump and we're starting to say, we automatically assume, we start talking about Eminem. When you say that, you start talking about Eminem immediately around the Marshall Mathers Eminem Show LP days. But when he first came out, you know, he had Guilty Choice, Guilty Conscience and shit like that. When he's talking about, you know what I'm saying, fucking raping his underage girl while she's fucking drunk, passed out on the couch. You feel what I'm saying? Stuff like that right there. I think that a lot of people was like, damn, this. They even made a genre for his rap. They called it shock rap. They didn't even know what to put the what.
But
the,
but
they,
I, you know what I think I kind of seen Eminem's vision more, because Eminem had a sick mind. You know what I mean? And I knew when I heard it that he was just really metaphorically speaking. He didn't really want to do these things. He never did these things. You know what I'm saying? But he did have these demons and these thoughts in his head, and you know, he's probably bipolar and all that, you know what I mean? And that was the same way I was. That's probably why it related to me so much at the time. I used to have all these same thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, Laylo. You ever seen a nigga in the hood from ages 12, 25, he's known for knocking niggas out. He's known for, he probably done killed about 4 or 5 niggas. You ever seen somebody or heard of somebody like that ever?
Is this a joke, Blizzard?
No. It's not a joke. I'm trying to understand something.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay, listen. I'm not joking. I'm being 100% serious.
Okay.
Now when I ask you that, a lot of times those type of guys don't get called crazy. They don't get called psychopathic. They don't get called bipolar. But when we got a white guy who might talk about bombs, he never did it. He might just be thinking about it. We tend to give him all these labels and stuff. You know,
right.
that's just something. Why is it that the white person has to be crazy, but the black person is just, he's just from the
he's
hood.
A real nigga. He's a real nigga. He
oh,
bought
no,
it.
No. Don't get it fucked up. You say you're from Houston, right?
I'm not even talking about how you think.
No. Let me ask you something. You say you're from Houston, right?
I'm originally from, you know, the state of Louisiana. I was raised in Houston. I've been all over the world, to be honest with you.
Right. So, but do you know any men like that was knocking niggas out, killed 4 or 5 people? I'm talking about from the hood.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, yeah, he was from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we called him real nigga. But at the same time, we did call that nigga crazy as hell, too.
I mean, it's like
when he came around, niggas tucked their chain. Nigga made sure they stash was hid. You know, even though we fuck with this nigga, but we know how this nigga might snap at any given time. He crazy.
Y'all, listen. Now, listen. I believe you 100%. But why is it that when the white boy get upset, people start thinking he's going to get on the roof with the rifle? Like, it's so much more to what they take it than they take it with a black person. Like, they just say, if we stay out of his way, we're going to be all right. If we tuck our chain, we're going to be all right. If we don't do this, we're going to be all right. But when
because
it's the white boy that's rapping about
because,
it.
That's because we know our people. We know our limits. We know when our people are just talking or they just upset. We know our people. But with white people, they're unpredictable. I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh. I mean, he was a productive
the
senator.
Black.
He was a productive senator, and he just snapped one day. You know, that white people are unpredictable.
The DC snipers were black.
Right.
Oh, I mean, this is unpredictable. He was black. They were black. Son,
yeah, but I mean, it's not going to work every time. You know what I mean? Sometimes we do have mistakes on how we judge our people. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen every time, but for the most part, we know our black people's limits. But with white people, we just don't know. I mean, we done seen it a million times when white people go to work every day.
So the next day they come
to work and kill everybody at the job.
Do you think that this predetermined point of view or perspective that we have on different races has a lot to do with how we view the music also?
I mean, me personally, nah. Because I look at music totally because I'm a musician. I'm an entertainer.
And when
I don't
just mean you. Because like I say, Blizzman told me all about, he told me you was like the realest nigga around now.
Really?
He told me that like 35 times.
I told him somewhere along those lines.
But now, see, Layla, when I ask a question to you, I'm not really asking you. I'm asking, like, can you speak for other people? Like, you know, if you heard their conversations, if you sense their vibe, do you think that the stuff that Blizzard is saying is true, that you have to be dope to be a white rapper? You know, you can't come out there talking about sipping on this mud, drinking on this liquor.
When it comes to rap, I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to rap, white people, not just men, but women as well, they have to work harder just as though a woman has to work harder to get a top position at a job. You feel me? You know what I mean? They have to push harder to be accepted and hit up. Because you got to realize this is something we created. With football and basketball, you know what I'm saying? That's something they created. So we had to work harder to take that thing over. You feel me? You know what I mean? So that's how hard work white people have to work when it comes to hip hop. They got to work. They got to work twice as hard.
Case in point, right there. Very good point. This is ultimately where the discussion is going to end up leading to. And anybody listening to the podcast or reading the blog knows that. You could maybe listen to me and read the words or listen to what I'm saying and listen to other shows and say I predetermined that this is complete and totally fair to me. It's totally fair to me that people do judge white rappers on that curve. That's the same. That's just the same reason. It's just like we got athletic quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Like Randall Cunningham and Warren Moon, who didn't get just dudes for years and years at the quarterback position because they was able to use their feet and they just couldn't throw as good as another white quarterback, but they didn't know the playbook just as fast or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Just because of that, that same way and that same like, I feel like that's the same thing when it comes to hip hop. I don't feel bad at all. At all. When I tell you at all, I don't feel bad at all. I acknowledged, and I told the other person, I told the person who was calling into the show that, you know, that's unfair, right? Oh, that's fucked up, right? But at the end of the day, do I feel bad for the white rapper that he has to be stupid nice in order to be accepted? Fuck no. No, I don't even remotely feel bad. I don't feel bad about that, just like I don't feel bad about affirmative action. So you understand that when I'm saying, understand that the fact that they do have to work just as hard or work twice as hard to me, well, you know, shit, you know, I want my reparations on my 40 acres and I ain't got it yet. Fucking cry me a river, nigga.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, because look, we had to work hard just to get where we at as a black people as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, what Lalo is saying, we wasn't born with a fucking studio in the house.
Hell no.
Most of us. We wasn't born with computers and none of that bullshit. Motherfuckers, when you 7 years old in an all black community, you getting your ass whooped or you're going to be the ass whooped. You're going to have to make a choice.
Yep.
And no matter what, you're going to lose one day. Motherfuckers start shooting, drive-by shooting, throwing up gang signs. Then you got motherfuckers where I was gonna take it to another level, but I ain't gonna even go there. You know, if you're a black child in a certain community, especially like New Orleans, I don't know if y'all ever been down there, but you know how like in some cities you can go and say, hey, I want to go to YMCA or homeless shelters. They don't have that shit down there.
Nah,
that shit don't. It doesn't even exist.
Nah, they're. It ain't nothing but, I mean, it's hard. I know about New Orleans. You know what I mean? I got a friend from New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans. So I know all about the Calio Projects. I know about the Noyers. You know what I'm saying? I know about the ones across the bridge over there. I know about all that shit. You know what I mean? So it's hard down there. Not to mention the fact it's flooded with heroin. It was then. You know what I mean? So I know exactly where you're coming from. And then it's hard for a young man to go both up there, over there, and talk about going to college, because don't nobody know nobody to go to college. All the niggas they know, you're selling drugs, holding guns, and that's why Cash Money and No Limit came out the way they did, because that's all they knew. You know what I mean? So it's just like if somebody don't teach you how to turn the knob and open that door, you'll never know how to open that door. They ain't got nobody down there to show them how to. You got to turn the knob to push the door to open it. They didn't have that down there. So if you don't have that situation around you, you gonna grow up doing the same things that you taught. If your mama is selling drugs and your daddy gang banging, that's what you gonna grow up doing. You know what I mean? Because that's all that's around you. That's all you know about.
You know what's funny? I've got about 10 white rappers in rotation with K100. And I'm pretty sure I tweeted all these motherfuckers this show. Nobody on the line. No white rapper on the line yet.
You know why? You know why? You know why?
Why do you think that is? Tell me why.
Because of the majority, 99.9% of these white rappers, they afraid of this conversation. You know, because they can't debate it. Because 99.9% of them ain't been through this shit for real. Like we've been through it. You know what I'm saying? They never been through the hardships that we've been through, that we really be talking about on our phone.
Don't rap about hardships, though, Lalo. Okay, I understand that, but who says that they got to rap? Who says that they got to rap about 24s and big booty bitches and fucking trafficking cocaine and all this other shit that we did?
But that's what they doing.
But Eminem didn't.
No, Eminem didn't.
So
but
the
that's,
point
that's,
is,
that's that 0.1%.
Listen, if they, this is my thing with the white rappers. Trust me, I would. You know what? Chainless Entertainment got a cash infusion right now. We got a big backing. I'm gonna find me a white rapper. You know what? And I'm gonna find me a white rapper that ain't talking nothing remotely about what the fuck 100 other niggas are talking about. Cause that's how Dre won with the white boy. His whole career should have opened up a whole. It didn't work. But to me, his whole career should signify this one glaring fact. For white rappers especially, but even black rappers can learn something from his career. People love authentic shit. They love you authentic. They love when you're different. They love saying that. He's talking about that. They love when you outside of the box. People love that. They gravitated to him because of that. They embraced his fucking shit because he was outside the box and he was different. I thought that people would learn a lesson from that, and we'd see more black rappers keeping the shit 100 and really just rapping themselves and just being them. Obviously, that didn't work.
It's like, hey, it kind of seemed like Eminem intimidated a lot of niggas from even doing that kind of music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When Eminem hit the scene, you noticed a lot of rappers backed off. Because they knew they couldn't compete. They couldn't compete.
Let alone. I'm going to tell you the difference between them niggas and a person like you. And I don't even know you, but I know what Blizzard told me. You the type of person, like you said earlier, you made Dear Father and you didn't give a fuck. It's not enough people out there that like you. It's not enough black rappers that feel like the way you feel.
Yeah.
Because they didn't come up how you came up. They didn't understand things the way you understood them. Everybody's trying to be this and trying to be that. But Eminem, just like he said, people love authentic. And I know it might not seem like it because so many non-authentics are winning. But when an authentic comes through, I promise, he's going to be a big-time winner.
Right. I think it's because Eminem kind of thinks the way I think. And a lot of the most successful rappers, they think the way I think, too. And it's basically simple. It's just like this. A lot of people think we crazy. But at the same time, we think everybody else is crazy.
Being authentic is a win-win. This is if people who listen to this show that listen to my music, both of y'all listen to my music. Y'all know damn well I ain't rapping about none of this shit these niggas talking about. Pure ride. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if I never blow up. I don't give a fuck. I refuse to make music that I feel like I don't even really give a fuck about just to try to get a win scenario or try to blow up. I'm gonna blow up. You gonna love Blizzum or Blizzum ain't gonna blow the fuck up. Blizzum ain't gonna blow up sounding like fucking 2 Chainz and all of a sudden you think I'm finna rap like this forever. Fuck no. When you embrace me, nigga, you gonna love Prophecy. You gonna love Daughter's Lullaby. You gonna love songs like that that signify that I'm thinking about what my mind frame is, what I talk about, how about my operation, my lyricism works. That's what you're going to love about me, or you're not going to love me or like me at all, or you're not going to fucking hear me. I feel like that drives me. That whole point that people embrace an artist like Eminem so much is the reason why I have not quit and conformed and went on ahead and said, fucking nigga, give me an 808 so I can talk about this dumb shit.
Well, when it comes
I haven't done it yet.
When it comes to music, and I see this and I feel it when I hear music, it don't matter who the artist is or who they sign with, it don't matter. If I can feel you on your track, if I can hear it in your voice that this is real, this is something you really feel or you really went through, the way your wordplay is, the things you're saying, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to feel you. And if it's real, if I feel that it's real, I'm going to support it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, but 90% of the rappers out here now, you just can't support them because you can't hear it in their voice that is real to them.
I know exactly what Laylo talking about. I'm not saying because I like a person. I mean, Laylo, I like him. But when DMX came out,
you felt
me
it.
being a person who was homeless as a child, Laylo, I felt him. Like, I felt that he was talking about being on crack. I've never known a rapper that would talk about that.
Right.
Like, the motherfuckers don't do that.
Yeah, and see, DMX, if DMX took his lyrics and let's say a rapper like Drake started rapping the same exact lyrics, I wouldn't feel Drake because the way he presents it, you know what I mean? It just don't sound. I can't feel it. If he just spit it to me face to face, I just couldn't feel it.
But you want to know the sad thing about 2012, 2010? It ain't enough people like you out there, man. It just ain't.
Well, shit, I ain't out there yet, but I'm working on it.
No. I mean, like,
consumers,
fans,
consumers,
supporters.
It's not enough consumers. There's not enough consumers out there like that. That's
no,
the problem.
No, because, you know, this is the era of the crack baby, so they not even looking for that. They ain't got no feelings now. You know what I mean? Feelings is irrelevant to them. All they want to make sure is just bumping in the car. As long as they bump in the car at the club, they good.
That's pretty much it.
And they can dance to it.
Yeah, that too. Hold on real quick. Let me see if Michigan Girl been on the line for me. Let me see what's up. Michigan Girl.
What's up?
Oh, you didn't hit number one. Do you want to chime in? But you've been on there for a minute. I'm like, is she just listening? Normally she want to talk. You want to just join the discussion? I seen your number, but You never did hit the one. It's like seven other people just listening and shit. I think some of them might be white rappers. I think.
I'm just listening.
Mission girl, I have a question for you. Do you judge Eminem differently because he's white? Yes or no?
I don't like Eminem.
Why?
Oh, here we go. Tell him why.
That's why. Blizzard said it earlier, like when he came out and he talking about his baby mama and his mama and all of that. I just couldn't, you know, I had some issues with my mama, but still, you know, went through some stuff. I was a baby mama. I just couldn't get with him. I mean, His flow is cool, but I just couldn't get with his music. I just didn't like what he was talking about.
Because he did something that, like, why? I understand
what
you're saying.
He was talking about. It's not because he was white that I didn't like him. I wouldn't have liked any rapper that was talking about, you know, killing their baby mama and all of that stuff.
So let me ask you a question. Did you ever support rappers that call women bitches and hoes and skeezers and tricks and sluts?
Yes.
Yes?
She loves Tupac, who did that repeatedly.
So they weren't necessarily talking about chopping the head off, but they were defaming them. They were making derogatory statements. I mean, so that's all right.
No, I didn't say it's all right.
So what are you saying?
Supported because we all know that there may be a female that you just be like, oh, I can't stand that bitch or whatever. That don't make you right, but that's how you feel.
What about the female that you might think about killing because she's just that fucked up?
I ain't never thought about killing no female because she's that fucked up.
I'm talking about men.
They probably have. And if you have and you can identify with that, then, hey, that's fine. I'm just saying that I couldn't identify with that, so I couldn't get with Eminem. I'm not saying anybody else is wrong. I'm not even saying he's wrong for making that type of music, if that's how you felt. I'm just saying I wasn't a fan and I didn't buy any of his music.
So it has nothing to do with color. It's just you didn't like his message.
I just didn't like the things that he was talking about, and I wouldn't have liked it if he was black. It wasn't about him being white because he's from my home state. He's from Michigan. I'm from Michigan. It wasn't about that. It was just I didn't like what he was talking about.
Well, everybody in Michigan hates each other. Y'all have a lot high hatred level up there. That's why y'all murder rate.
You know what?
That's why y'all murder rate is like 10 times the percentage of New Orleans. That's pretty bad.
There's a lot of hate in Michigan. There's not a lot of unity in Michigan. You are right about that, but
let me bring up the point since we're talking about it, and I'm glad I decided to just try your line because, first of all, these are the numbers. The least popular group of people with Eminem's music, the people who like his music the least, is the black female. And I always found that Nanuni pretty much alluded to it, but let me say my spiel about this. I always found that was odd, but at the same time expected. It's odd because they did a study and they asked people. I've seen this on the internet. They did a study and they asked people, black women, you know, do you like Eminem? And for all the ones that didn't like him, they asked them why. And they all gave pretty much the same example about what you just said. They said because he's talking about killing his baby mama and he disrespecting his mama. And then some of them had heard about the story where he was talking about black women on an old song that he did before he blew up and shit. You know what I'm saying? That leaked out. You feel me? He issued an apology. He said he was full of anger. He was a young child and shit when he made that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But no one even gave a fuck about that. They just heard that war. They heard that, and it was pretty much
but
done
you know
with him.
That didn't even factor into my decision. I heard that too, but I didn't.
So how can you be 100% sure that it did not factor into you? I mean, Everything factors.
She said she didn't like him before.
By the time I heard the song he had supposedly made before he got signed about the black girl, by the time I heard about it, I already didn't like Eminem just because of the songs that were out that he had put out when he was talking about killing his baby mama talking, okay, you know, disrespect to his mom, whatever. So that's why I said that didn't even play into it. That didn't even decision. My decision was already made.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let me ask you a question. For all the black girls that did dislike him for that song that he made, why would it be all right for Noonie Jr. or Snoop Dogg or Lalo to talk bad about black bitches and black women and black hoes? Why is it okay?
It's not okay. I never said it was okay.
So then why did biatch become the most popular term in rap for many years? Why? And when it was said by many black artists, why?
Mostly black men made that popular. There are women, you know, let me finish.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because women came to a point where they accepted it, at least where I'm from. Now, I can't speak about the women, whatever. Women came to a point where they accepted it, but that didn't make it okay. But I remember, you know, dudes, you know, rocking around, bitch this, and we like, nigga, who the fuck is you? What is you talking about? I mean, it was many arguments, whatever, and then it just kept going, and then it was like, you know what, this is what they listen to, this is how they feel, you know what, you ain't gonna
you
change
know
it. It
that most of the
came,
club records.
It just came accepted.
Most of the club records in Houston, right now, got the word bitch and hoe in it. I'm talking in the chorus. Really? Big booty bitch. She a pretty ass hoe. I'ma fuck that motherfucker. Better put her down on the floor. Big booty bitch. She a pretty ass. And all of the women love it. But if a white boy said it, it would be a fucking problem, wouldn't it?
But you know what? The thing is, and the women, and see, that's the part that now with that mentality, because you do have the women that call themselves bitches. I don't call myself no bitch. Now, if I'm mad and a chick that pissed me off, yeah, she a bitch. But when I first came to Georgia and they was like, oh, bitch, please, I'm like, what, huh? And you supposed to be cool when you calling me a bitch? That was
so you telling me, if I'm hitting it from the back and I say, bitch, you going to turn around with your head, you going to completely turn your head around and say, don't call me no bitch.
It's been done. Yeah, it's happened before. Wow.
I would never have sex with you.
We ain't got to worry about it then. We ain't got to worry about it. I'm just telling you, that's not
the point.
Bitch, and all that is not readily acceptable to me. You don't call me, you're not going to call me no, you know, bitch. Now, if we have a sex, you know, that might be different. That might be a little bit different. But I'm just saying, in general, I'm not the chick that calling myself the bad bitch and all of that. I don't get out like that. Bitch is reserved for when you done piss me off. This bitch right here, I'm going to whoop her ass.
The only problem that I have with what she's saying, I'm not saying that you avoided my question, but I want to know, why is it okay? I didn't say for you, but why is it okay for everybody else? Why is it okay for everybody else to call black women bitches, but when Eminem does it or Eminem says anything, why is it a problem?
This is the main point I want to make. Hold on, let me. This is the main point. This is the main point of what I want to say right here. Look, this is why this is what's fucked up about this whole part of this conversation. This really just makes me fucking sick. This is the part where I get into the whole hip hop genre and the whole problem with black people in a lot of the music right now. This is when you realize that black women really. It's funny because everybody says you got to get the attention of the women. The women have to love the record in order for you to sell. The highest grossing artists of all time. Most of them, any other rapper besides Eminem, and you can look it up, any other rapper besides Eminem had a super high fan rate with black women. Black women supported that hip-hop artist. That's why they sold a lot of records and sold out a lot of concerts, because black women loved them. But over here, you've got the top grossing hip-hop artists of all time, but black women are his least amount of fans. Let me say that again. Every other artist outside of Eminem that has a very high multi-platinum status and a high status had a very high number of black females that like them. That's why DJs and people tell you you got to make songs for the club, because if the bitches love it in the club, then they can dance, then you're going to have a hit single and everybody going to know you and it's going to pop off. This is the top grossing artist of all time. He so outsold Pac, Biggie.
He outsold Nelly. He outsold 50.
Everybody. So more records than him, and his fate and his least fucking category, the category of people who like him the least, who don't download his music as much, is black females. Why is that? What does that tell you about that? This is what I take away from that. Okay, you've got this artist over here, this white rapper over here, and a lot of the black women said that they didn't like him because he was talking about killing his baby mama. They didn't like him because he was talking about fuck his mom and all this other kind of shit. So these are the reasons that they're saying that they don't like him. And he's the least, black women are his least favorite fans, all right? Those are his lowest numbers. Over here, you've got other artists who may say bitch hole, talking about how all they want to do is get the pussy. Hold up.
I know you're tired of me cheating and tired of me lying. I'll be honest with you, baby. I know I crossed that line. Flies basically said he's going to cheat on you and dog you out and fuck you one more time. And the women love that shit.
I know. So this is my point. So when we get to they love Plies. You know, Becky is one of the his highest rated downloads, and all he's doing is talking about getting some head from a chick. You feel what I'm saying? So the black women who everybody says you got to lock down in order to be hot, in order to be popular, you need to make songs for black women in order for you to pop in the club or whatever, is the least favorite person who likes the top selling artist of all time. All that tells me is this: as black people and as women in general, we have a very piss poor judgment of what we're going to decide to support in general. You feel what I'm saying? But it's a follow the leader mentality. You understand? It's a follow the leader mentality. Yes, we in the one hand, we criticize one of the top grossing artists of all time, and they criticize him for what he's saying about that. But at the same time, they support 1,000 other rappers. Your favorite rapper probably done called you 1,000 more derogatory things, you know what I'm saying, than Eminem or whatever. But at the same time, you use those as excuses why you don't support that person. It's the creativity in his flows and everything that they say, he can rap. They say he can rap, but they don't like what he's talking about. Every black female says,
man,
I don't like mama. But at the same
time, you're telling the truth. You are telling the truth.
I can tell you, give him some head or you ain't even worth a damn, and you love him. You bounce.
You are telling the truth.
Utterly fucking
retarded. You know how many times I opened up for a Webby?
Yeah.
You know how many times this nigga talk bad to all the women in the front row? You know how he called every woman in the club a hoe and a bitch.
Right.
And he says it.
Well,
he don't
support him then. That's they stupid ass.
It's a lot of stupid asses. Because guess what? Guess what? He ain't even on BET. He's not on MTV. He's not on the radio. But the nigga getting 13 a show. And every club, every arena is packed out for the underground rapper named Webby. And he's cursing all of y'all out. And I'm not saying you supporting him, but every other black bitch is supporting him.
She supports, but her favorite artist is Pac. And for every Pac does have Dear Mama, Pac does have Keep Your Head Up and everything. And I know that's the reason why she loves him, and she loves him for those songs. But at the same time, Pac was notorious, especially after he caught that rape charge. Oh, he went hard on women after that. I was surprised he kept a lot of his female fans. Because after he got out from getting it from that rape charge, he had a real problem with females. And everybody knows this about him.
Pac had a problem with females
after he get that prison bid, because he on his deathbed he swear he didn't do it. So at that point he was like, fuck bitches, money over bitches, MOB, right?
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
We had a
yep.
big problem with females at that point. And everybody knows it. You can see it in every interview. Okay? So
I'm not disputing that.
Rabid fans with black females. All right? You understand? They are his biggest category of fan. You feel what I'm saying?
Put it to your life like this. Kanye West outsold 50 Cent in that showdown for the sales. If you put 50 Cent and Kanye in a room, two separate rooms, and you told the females Kanye's in one room and 50's in the other room, if you had 100 females, I guarantee 80% would be trying to suck 50 Cent off.
I don't know. Kanye,
first choice. Women love that bitch word. They the black women when the black rapper get up there, the popular black rapper get up there and call you a bitch and a hoe and how he gonna fuck the shit out of you and then he gonna fuck your friend. Them those are rappers that win. I heard that.
Well,
you're right, and it's bad, but not all women, but too much. The majority of women do follow
all
that.
All I need for my birthday
women.
Is a big booty hoe.
Meanwhile,
a big booty hoe.
Meanwhile, Lupe Fiasco dropped one of the most intensive songs called Bad Bitch ever in the past couple of years. It's really telling y'all about yourself, and women is like, eh, they ain't noticing.
Fucking lame-ass Lupe.
They don't want that guy. He seems like a nerd. But
They want the fucking 2 Chainz calling y'all big booty hoes.
Nah, but I'm
no,
not,
they
but
don't
you
like
know
2 Chainz either.
You don't like 2 Chainz?
I'm just saying, I'm like, oh, really?
I like Chainz. Don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Chainz
is
my
rapper. Every couple of years, I have one rapper who really isn't that lyrically inclined, who really don't go hard on the lyrics. I just, for some reason, like Jeezy was the last one that I liked like that. And since Jeezy hasn't been no more, but now 2 Chainz is my new rapper that I really like that doesn't really get all. It's Chainz.
What is the difference between Titty Boy and 2 Chainz? Do you notice the difference?
Yes, there's a difference. 2 Chainz really is all about saying whatever sounds good on the beat, whatever hits the right just punchline, and you know, Titty Boy used to try to rap a little bit, but Chainz is all about nigga. What do that shit ride that track perfectly? That's right. It's not Chainz is not trying to complicate shit at all. He gonna say
at
a
all.
Couple of little and one or two punchlines maybe, you know, a little something a little funny. 2 Chainz is more funny. 2 Chainz is eating good right now. Titty Boy was struggling. 2 Chainz has money now, and he having fun with this shit to the max.
He's the CEO's fantasy, huh?
Yeah, 2 Chainz is having more fun than Titty Boy was. So that's the difference right there in the two guys.
Yeah, Titty Boy was getting $1,800 a show, and 2 Chainz is getting, I don't know.
Yeah, well over
astronomical. Astronomical amounts.
Yeah, so he's having more fun, so everything is funnier now.
Bitches everywhere, right? Hey, bitches everywhere.
But 2 Chainz is my non-lyrical indulgement for the moment. I don't know. I'm a rock. 2 Chainz.
I'm gonna let you have your 2 Chainz moment. I don't fool with 2 Chainz.
Blizzle, when he was Titty Boy, he had to say he was down with Luda to get some pussy. Now he's 2 Chainz. It's just like pussy is chasing him, stalking him.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm totally biased to 2 Chainz' career because he represents Southside. He represents Gabby Roll, Old National, and that's my grind over here in the South Side of Atlanta. So that's really what it's mostly about, too. I know too many, even though I never rock with him personally, I know too many people that I rock with the long way who did rock with him the long way. You feel me? And they all like, nigga, my nigga, fuck that. And so, you know what I mean? I can't be critical of that guy and survive over here what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much not going to work out for my career over here in the South Side of Atlanta. But even still, I still like it anyway. For some reason, I don't like every song. Like, I totally, completely hate Beating the Trap because I just don't like the song at all.
Has anybody ever compared you to, a New York rapper or a white rapper on some of your flows, like, especially like that Prophecy?
I've been told I sound like Eminem Peter.
Who?
I've been called a black Eminem before. I've been told by rap style like Eminem. If anybody compared me to a rapper, I've been compared to Eminem more than any other rapper.
So why can't you just be, you know, why can't you be a part of the black race that sounds like that? Why do you have to be like Eminem? I mean, why?
I don't know.
I guess since you're from Florida and you live in Georgia, you're supposed to be ignorant and have some hay in your mouth, and you're supposed to, you're supposed to just go around fucking big booty bitches all the time and take the condom off and just...
You see,
you're supposed to be ignorant. You're supposed to be riding around on 24s with no license, no registration, but you got you got 17 AK-47 and 17 kids that you don't know about and that you don't care about.
Damn.
That's what you're supposed to be.
Instead, I'm telling you why I'm mad. which sounds way more like the way that I am, the way that I am. I am what I say that I am. Sounds far more like that than it does Gucci. So there you have it. That's my career right there. Yep. We get ready to get about here, man. I want to thank Nooney Jr. for tuning in to the show and being the co-host for today. Shout out to the homie. You dig? Appreciate you for hanging around with me the whole time, homie. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Everybody, we getting ready to get up out of here. Really appreciate Michigan Girl, too, rounding off the show with the woman's opinion. You know what I mean? Shouts out to her, even though I had to just open her line up on the whim. Pretty sure what she's about to be tuned into.
Shout out to Glenwood Laylow with that one line he said, I'm going to laugh about it all night. Hey, Blizzard, is this some type of joke? Yeah. Shout out to my nigga motherfucking Laylow, man. Keep doing your thing. I heard good shit about you, boy.
So we finna get ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100 Radio. That's where you can listen to the replay of the show and stream us live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Please visit chainlessentertainment.com, www.chainless, that's chainlessentertainment.com. Go read our blogs over at IX Hip Hop, www.ixhiphop.com. Go check that out. This blog for this show is over there. We got a couple of more other good ones in case you missed the shows, or go back and listen to the repeat. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. You can follow Nooney Jr. at I Am Nooney Jr. on Twitter. You can also find K100 Radio on Facebook.com. Just go to Facebook.com/K100 Radio. What else? Download my mobile app, Blizzum. Google Play Market, App Store. Do all that shit. All right? And if you need to hear that again, just go back and hit repeat on your little fucking dial and shit and write it down and get a pen. All right? Episode 376. I'm disappointed in all you white rappers whose music I play on my show and you punked out and didn't call in to the show. Yes, you have decreased your spins tremendously. Holla.